Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back of the Fan, you really don't think so? You don't think that there's a difference between golf down there and golf up here?
I think golf up here is way
better. I think there's a difference between the expense of getting your clubs to a course in the area expense of getting your clubs to a course down there.
I golfed in Florida. Mitch, where we might have a conversation about Mitch coming up here eventually. Not today, but eventually. And I'm surprised to hear you say the golf is better up here than down there. I thought it was fun to say that I've golfed in Florida.
We get 90 days.
That's true.
Jameis told us.
We've had Jason Nicklaus tell us.
And going
we're in
to
the window, we're getting there.
And he's talking about a potential vacation in July.
That's in the heart of the window.
It's the absolute worst time of the year.
It's also going to be 150 degrees out there.
And humidity.
It is pretty, man. You play golf here
the barometric pressures, Ken.
When those leaves change, like that got those big washouts down there in Florida and stuff. Like there's nice things about Florida, don't get me wrong. But you get those like huge sand trap washout deals, and then you come up here and it's like, oh my God, look at these trees. Look at the foliage. One of the fun things about playing golf with Lima is that he will stop the cart and take pictures of the fall foliage.
Oh, it's delightful.
He does it.
You're a leafer so on golf courses?
Yes, he is. Wow. I also left the leaves over the winter and it might have burned out my backyard.
You're a leaver.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this is teaching me, and I have a fraction of the yard you have. This is teaching me that you can never leave any leaves at the end of the year. You can't. Not even one.
It wasn't my fault. On my kids, it wasn't my fault. I mean, it's my yard, so technically it's my fault, but it wasn't my fault. And I walked through the backyard yesterday.
So you're gonna blame the trees?
A couple days ago. No, it wasn't the trees' fault. It was somebody else in my family's fault. But the trees aren't part of the family.
You're gonna sue him for $100,000?
No, I'm not gonna sue them for $100,000. And I'm not gonna throw expensive gifts into the swamp. I will only throw cheap gifts into the swamp. Those leaves burn out my lawn, and I got a bad problem in the backyard. Big problem. Might have to call Gus. Might have to plant some grass, because it is a mess. It looks like a murder scene back there now. You remember the head of Marv in Home Alone 2?
Oh, yeah.
That's what my backyard looks like right now, when he burned his head. That's what's going on there.
There's a big C burn into his palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We asked Brian Geltzeiler about LeBron. We started the show talking about LeBron because our buddy in front of us, Pat Boyle, overnights on Infinity Sports Network, was saying that this affects his legacy. And I said, that's balderdash. It doesn't. I don't think we will remember Belichick in 20 years at UNC if this lasts a year or two. We don't remember I totally forgot in the argument about Michael Jordan in his final 2 years with Washington. Like, I think we just see the gooseneck and a lot of us just forget. Like, he spent 2 years, which they were not bad years, by the way. They were effective seasons. We forgot he spent 2 years later on in Washington.
It wasn't like he went into free agency and ended up in Washington.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Took a break again and then kind of slowly came back in.
But that doesn't affect his legacy, him not being as good of a player as he once was.
Nobody ever brings it up.
What LeBron's going to need to do, though, like what Geltzeiler says, and you can go back and listen to this, 92.3thefan.com, what he says about Luka is true. Like, LeBron, and I don't know if he's capable of doing it because he's always been the center of attention. You are the center of attention for 22 years in your NBA career plus before when you were an NBA player. that's hard to go away from. I think LeBron says he wants to do it. Can he do it? Can he hand off that baton finally and be the helper instead of the guy who's helped?
Well, that's the point of having him and Luka.
I've said this together. So many times, I'm sure you're going to roll your eyes at this too. What do I always say? There's one guy who's played with LeBron. That's Dwayne Wade. Everybody else has played for LeBron, including Kyrie. That's what got him so upset in the first place. Bosch, anybody, they've all played for him. They haven't played with him except for Dwayne Wade. And that takes its toll over time. Can he actually make Luka the guy he plays with? Or even, dare I say, play for? Is he going to be able to do that? Because if he's not, next year is his last year. If he can, then he might have another couple years. He might have two more years if he's able to do so. Because this is a whimper. I hate it because it doesn't go down now as the worst trade in sports history, because if you're bounced in the first round, like, Dallas can make it to the first round, so it's not that big of a damn deal, even though it's a huge deal. But in the grand scheme of things, is it as memorable as the Deshaun Watson trade? No. And I wanted Luka and the Lakers to go deep into the playoffs. If we can't win the finals, I wanted them to win the finals so they would be known as the worst trade ever made.
Does it matter in this debate? We don't spend a lot of time on this, and nor will we ever. But since it got brought up, does it matter how the Houston Texans do going forward in the debate? Like, if CJ Stroud wins the Super Bowl and it's with players from that should have been the Browns or could have been drafted by the Browns, does that change anything?
Well, we'll have to figure that out as time goes on. Here's Mike DeWine yesterday in a press conference, Fox 8 News on their iTeam. Hit it.
I don't want to take that money from the general fund. We can raise the tax. We still won't be the highest tax in the country. And we can generate about $150 to $180 million every year to go into a fund which can be used for sports stadiums.
That seems to me to be the best way to possibly do it, is to tax, like when we had the sin tax, audio again courtesy Fox 8, to build a stadium for the Browns. Is that the best way to do it, is to tax like the sin tax was, to tax gambling around, or something else?
Now, wait a second. What if he turned around and said, anybody affiliated with sports, including you, sports talk radio hosts, you need to pay. You're talking about the team in the stadium every day. You
know
guys
what?
Pay it.
You know what?
And
so
you know what?
It.
If you listen
so
to sports talk radio,
so
you pay it.
No. You want to pay the sports talk radio tax, depending on how much it is? Fine. No, seriously. How many times have we got it? I do not live in Cuyahoga County. I live in Portage County. So when I hear this and people go, Ken, you don't pay the tax, and I go, well, I buy a lot of beer here. It doesn't matter. You want to charge me the tax? Go ahead. Charge me the
troll
toll.
Should Ken be forced to buy his beer here?
I like going to Sammy's in the borough, unpaid testimonial. I like going to the get-go in the borough, unpaid testimonial. Well, that's actually a paid testimony, but still.
You're going to have to buy it cellophane wrap downstairs.
Because I tell you what, Mike DeWine, his political career is done after this, right? 78 years old. DeWine retiring after this. Might be the best thing for everybody that he's a lame duck, that he's not going further, so he might be thinking about legacy. Maybe it's the best thing for everybody that he's going for a legacy there. You want to talk about more of that in the podcast?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.